my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. And of course, it's Thursday today. It's going to be a wonderful broadcast. I'd like you to pray. We have a couple, two, three tour groups. Two of them are leaving out today. And pray for their safety. Pray for every college you know that has young people on the road this summer. And to pray that they'd have safety. We have purchased the first two of about four vans that are dual wheels in the back, four wheels on the ground. We believe that might be a little bit safer in the future. So, and you pray for every single college and pray that we get students in these schools to prepare to serve God and then be focused on this one thing I do, that we would make eternity count. Let's not do everything for just the immediate. Well, today we continue talking about heaven today and tomorrow. And I have a very special song that I want to have sung. If I remember, it was December of 1980. I want to say 79. I think it was December of 1980, the latter part of the year, right before the close of the year, when Dr. John R. Rice went home to be with the Lord. Now, that's the right date. That would be, my goodness, 44, 45 years ago that he passed away. And what a great soul winner. He preached often on prayer and on soul winning and on the family, real big, real big, real great. And God used him as he crisscrossed this country. First time I heard him was, I was a teenager, 1966. We drove over here to the fairgrounds in San Jose, and he preached a crowd. Oh, I guess it was that building sat 2,500 to 3,000, and he preached. And I remember he preached on prayer. And he sang, "Just keep on praying till light breaks through." Well, we're going to have only one song today because this is a lengthy song. And a lot of times we try to have real upbeat, exciting music for you. Brother Ethan does such a good job with that. But this one is a song that I think is going to really speak to your heart. "I'll See You Again." And when we lay a loved one to rest, our hearts ache for the immediate, but one day we have the hope of eternity. I think you'll enjoy it. Dr. John Rice sings for us right now, "I'll See You Again."
I remember strangely a little scene at the cemetery. I remember that hole in the ground. They didn't put any fake grass up there to cover the clogs in that little country cemetery. I remember there being a little shower of rain, and my father knelt down by that open grave and went arm around two little boys, went arm around two little orphan girls, and a kindly woman came and held a black umbrella over his head, I remember. He said goodbye to Mama. Oh, I'll see my mother again. I went to that Sandaland Cemetery up in Cook County one time, and I stood there. And I said, "Mother, I'll see you again. Won't be long, but I'll see you again." I know my mother heard. She wasn't in that grave. I think my mother heard.
"Little boy in the field, why do you weep? For your mother is now up in heaven. On that bright golden shore her Lord will keep. Can't you hear your mother say, 'I'll see you again, I'll see you again, I'll see you in glory someday?' For now it's goodbye, don't sorrow or sorrow. of God on the hill, why stand ye there? For your Lord has ascended to heaven. You must go to the world his word to share. Can't you hear your Savior say, I'll see you again, I'll see you again, I'll see you in glory someday. For now it's goodbye, don't sorrow or sigh, I'll see you in glory someday. Oh, my friend, do you have ones close to you who have taken their journey to heaven? They are safe with the Lord, God's word is true. Can't you hear your loved one say, I'll see you again, I'll see you again, I'll see you in glory someday. For now it's goodbye, don't sorrow or sigh, I'll see you in glory someday.
Dr. Bill Jones, I miss him a great deal. He was a good brother. We were very, very close. My brother Joe, Evangelist Joe, very dear Jesse, George, Ruth, Jamie, Gertrude, they're all gone. I see Dr. Jones. Oh, how many? I see Dr. Walter Wilson. And I see Dr. Riley and Harry Rimmer and my how many others. Oh, I'll see my mother again. I went to that Sandalanda Cemetery up in Cook County one time and I stood there. And I said, Mother, I'll see you again. Won't be long, but I'll see you again.
I'll see you again. I'll see you again. I'll see you in glory someday. For now, it's goodbye. Don't sorrow or sigh. I'll see you in glory someday. I'll see you in glory someday.
Oh, I always love hearing that. Ray Hart is singing there. He's with the Lord, and Brother Rice is home with the Lord. And Brother Ethan and I were just talking while they were singing. I know that that comforted someone's heart right now. Maybe it was just yesterday or today or tomorrow. You're going to lay to rest your loved one, and I'll see you again someday. What a wonderful thought. We're talking about heaven this week. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Paul, listen to this. Our God never stops, does he? He's always caring for us. Our Savior, Jesus, he's interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is guiding us, convicting us. He's teaching us. He's comforting us. Our Heavenly Father, he has made sure that there's a place that's been prepared for us. And he says, and Jesus said, if I go prepare a place for you. And if I go, and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Let me stop for a moment. You know, I love life. I love life. I enjoy life. I want to live life. But if you ever come to the point where everything just seems wearisome, I guess that's why Apostle Paul says, be not weary in well-doing, because a lot of times this Christian life is so wearisome. You know, I think of things like betrayal. I had a preacher said, you know, I've been pastoring here all these years, and people that I've been their pastor 40 years, I would say they would have never, ever betrayed. Not only do they betray, they are vicious. Oh, it's hard for a pastor. Be careful about that. Church splits. Someone asked me, I have a message I preached many years ago. You decide before you must decide. That's what Daniel did. He decided. That's what Joseph did. He decided. And I decided years, I would never take a church split across town. I would never, ever. Ever. Now, you may feel like that's the right thing. I've never seen it work, you know, because it's never over doctrine. It's always over personality or something. Oh, be careful, be careful, be careful. And it seems like there's betrayal and there's critical spirit and there's financial pressure and there's heartache and there's disappointment. And children, and I thank God, don't read into this, our kids are love us. They love the Lord. They're serving Him. But children, break your heart, and grandchildren. I know I have the prayer requests from across America when I travel. People hand me a prayer request. Pray for them. Oh, it's so sad. Or I'm lonely. My husband and I, we were married, and for many years he went home to be with, I miss him. Or I miss my wife. All these things. Or there's government intervention that you can't do anything in your area because the government, you know, all that finance, all of that. And sometimes if you're not careful, I don't want to go see Jesus just to get me out of struggles. I hope I want to see him because I long to be with him. And I want, if you're not longing to be with him daily in prayer and walking with him and walking a walk with God, then I don't know, friend, if you really want to go to heaven. I think you just want to get out of your troubles. And God sends these trials, and all of you have them. God bless you. But don't throw the towel in. I look at what this government's doing, and I look how they're even Republicans voting that boys can grow girls' locker rooms and girls in boys' locker rooms. Shame on you. Shame on you that you're offending the little ones like this. I hear people say, well, you know what? Abortion, it's your right. Oh, no, that's murder. That's slaughter. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, the church, they don't have the right to exist unless we give them the, oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, hard days. But oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. And let's live for that wonderful moment when I long to see my Savior first of all, before on any others I would call. I tell you, I've enjoyed the broadcast, enjoyed hearing Dr. Rice, Ray Hart sing today, and I hope you don't get the idea that, I just want to get out of here. Oh, no, I want to live. I want to pastor. I want to love my people. I want to preach. I want to pray. I want to encourage the next generation to live for God. But I also want to look forward to that blessed day when I get to see my Savior. He knows the time. Father, help us to live for Thee and live on the winning side, more than conquerors. But thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For it's in His name we pray, for His sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.